ready? Y'all okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and the tears right in your eye. Could not sing together, lying on you, my sweet honey love.
Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5.
Had to get a little religion up in here.
Hey, man, we need some religion.
No, that's no right, problem.
Man. Yeah, thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. I feel better, man.
We need some Jesus as well. We need
Jesus. Yeah, all day, every day. Can't stop, won't stop. Jesus.
As always, Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church is in the house, and we're going to talk about Jesus. And we've got Abby, our intern. She's going to be doing an interview tonight for the first time ever, so I'm sure she's not nervous at all. We have Coleman EMS in the house. We're going to be speaking with them. So, Bobby, if you want to, why don't we get started with a prayer?
Father God, you are so awesome in every way, and we are grateful that you love us, that you've demonstrated that love in and through Jesus Christ, and you've called us to yourself to be your children and for your spirit to live within us and through us. And so, Father, we ask you continually to guide us and direct us that we might show forth your glory, we might proclaim the gospel, and the light would shine in darkness in our community, in our lives, in the world, that we'll use full advantage of every opportunity we have to speak of you and give you glory in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. What's going on with you, Bobby Hill?
Woo-hoo. Jesus, man.
Jesus is going on with you.
It's still Easter, man. I'm not over Easter.
Well, look.
Easter drags on, you know.
It does. It really does.
We do all that big celebration. It's kind of like Christmas, you know.
I know.
We do it all and we're done with it. It's over.
Yeah, just talking to that side of
the The mics were always getting...
You know, I've saw that happen in other places.
You see the little heart thing? You got to talk into the heart.
Okay.
Talk to the heart.
Wow.
Or from the heart.
Now, there's a word.
There you go.
Talk to the heart.
Talk to the heart.
So, you know, for me, I continue to contemplate Easter, you know, and it was 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. And a lot of times we just don't talk about the ascension, I don't think, near enough. Without that, we have no gospel.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, what does the crucifixion and the resurrection mean if we don't have an ascension? So, just, you know, to me, so I'm still contemplating all that. And living life and doing life and struggling in life like everybody else. So that's what's going on with me, man.
Well, that's enough. So why don't we talk about that ascension then?
Yeah, man. I am certain. I believe that what we believe about Jesus determines everything else. I think it's so important. It is important. You know, we talk about believing in Jesus, and there's a lot of people who believe in God or that there is a God, but I think it's just as or more important what we believe about God. And so, for me, the ascension is one of those things that just don't get enough attention and maybe understanding of what that's all about. Because if Jesus is not ascended, then he's not on the throne. If he's not on the throne, he's not in charge. And the way I see it, he is in charge.
Exactly.
He's ruling and reigning over all creation. And you know, I love this scripture in Hebrews, you know, it says, putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. So that's Jesus we're talking about. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. So, you know, the point is Jesus is in control. Everything's been subjected to him. And we don't yet see it. You look in the world and, you know, it's like, man, you look in the world and you wonder if there is a God.
Exactly.
But that does not mean that he's not there and he's not in charge.
Exactly.
And control. So I think what we believe about that determines a lot of things. you know, our behaviors, actions, the things we do, sometimes we put a lot more emphasis with people on their behaviors. Our culture's so dominating on behavior modification and, you know, trying to get people to act right, you know, look right.
Right.
But that's worthless until we get to the root. So, you know, I think our emotions most of the time control what we do.
True.
Our thoughts control how we feel. Our belief controls what we think. So belief, thoughts, emotions, actions is the way I see that. So what we believe about Jesus, about God's important. So the ascension for me is that idea that there is a resurrected man in heaven sitting on the throne, ruling and reigning over all creation.
Exactly.
And so believing that and, you know, professing that and reminding ourselves of that to me is crucial. So
I think, you know, without having him in your life and you actually living for him, it's too easy to get confused with your thoughts and everything that you think about and everything that you see. And then you start going along with, you know, without him, you're going to get caught up in the world. Absolutely. And your mind's going to wander, and a lot of people just want to go with the crowd, whatever they think. You know, and that's what people do, you know, that don't have Jesus in their life. Yeah. They're just going to grab a hold of something and go with it.
I really believe most people live by their emotions. And I think at times it's impossible not to do that. I mean, our emotions are so dominant within us, and most of the time we do. And so if we don't back up to that belief thing and get our emotions in line with the truth, then yeah, man, we're just living anyway, you know.
We're living of the world every day because people get caught up in the news media that will throw that trash at you every single day. So, you know, we can see it on CNN and all of these other media outlets, and that's just the bottom line. That is the truth.
Yes.
You know, and until you seek him and open your eyes, you know, that's what you're going to be.
So in my life, I practice every day, all the time. I rehearse that in my heart and mind that Jesus is sitting on the throne. And if you're around me very long, you're going to hear that. And I say, as long as Jesus is on the throne, it's a good day.
It is.
It's a good day. It didn't mean that hell's not happening in your life around you.
Exactly.
Maybe it is.
It is.
But that doesn't change the fact that Jesus is in control, and meaning it's a good day is that everything works out for good for those who love God and call it his purpose.
And to me, that's where my favorite word, faith, that's where the faith comes in at.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that faith, then, you know, it's just a bad day.
And faith for me in that idea is to believe that he is who he is and he is sitting on that throne.
Exactly.
And that's important. And, you know, another thing about the ascension that gets my attention that I don't hear much about it. But, you know, God created Adam as a man and gave him control, dominion over the creation he'd created. And, of course, Adam forfeited that. You know, when he rebelled.
Exactly.
He forfeited that. But let's think back to that original man that had dominion over all creation. I mean, he did name the animals and all that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Adam was not God's ultimate purpose. Jesus was all the time.
Right.
So Jesus is coming. Adam's pointing. He's a prototype. He's a type of Christ. So when Jesus comes, he is fully God, but he is fully man. And so just think about that when Jesus ascended, for the first time ever, a resurrected man stepped into heaven.
Exactly.
Now that was a celebration.
Exactly.
I mean, we got a picture of him celebrating at his birth, but man, I think the celebration they had when he finally stepped into heaven, I mean, here's the victor, here's the hero, here's the one who fought the battle and won. Here's the prince of the king that's come home, you know, the son of the father that's returned victorious, and he's conquered all of his enemies, and he steps in, and man, all of heaven just burst, just goes crazy, man. I mean, that's the way I see that scene, because he is God, and he is God on the throne, but much more important, I think, for us is he is a resurrected man, and God has delegated full authority to him to rule and reign over all creation.
Exactly.
And that man is sitting on that throne, and those of us who are in Christ, if we're in him, we're with him. And if we're with him, then we are becoming like him. and he's with us.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that's all spiritual stuff. We're not physically with him yet, but if we're in him, we're with him, and the scriptures talk about it, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So there again, I'm getting back to what we believe about him determines our life. So if we're going to be positive, optimistic, have faith and trust in God, then we've got to believe that he is who he really is, doing right. what he really is doing, and having accomplished all that he has.
Right.
And that determines how I live.
Yep. And you know, we all want to have a long life. I mean, you know, we all want to enjoy life. But, you know, to me, going on is just a perfect plan. You know, for me to be able to see him and say thank you for my everlasting life, because without you, I would not have it, nor would anyone else.
Right.
So, you Absolutely. Know, that just fires you up, just to know that you're going to yes. be in that kingdom. You know, it's yeah. just, it's incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's already begun, man. We're living eternal life right now.
Amen to that.
It started already.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby Hill, for being in, as usual.
Yeah, my pleasure. I missed last week. Glad to be back.
I know you did, but yeah. that's okay.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back. And we will see you Sunday.
Oh, man, that'd be
See
wonderful.
You Sunday at church. I've missed, what, a week or two?
I don't write that down, man.
I got to get back.
Yeah.
Busy life, and unfortunately, I had to miss church.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true for all of us, man. Yeah.
We will see you next week, Bobby.
Good deal.
We've got some other things coming up here on the Big D Radio Show. Abby's going to do her first ever interview. We're going to talk to Coleman EMS, and who knows, we may have another one to drop in. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. In studio, we have a special guest, Coleman EMS, James Curtis. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, James.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Man, we're just going to talk about Coleman EMS.
That sounds good.
You know, a lot of people doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes, exactly what all you do. And it's probably something that everybody needs to know. You know, there's a lot of important things that you do every single day for Coleman County and the community, and man, we're just glad to have you in here.
I really appreciate it. I get to work with some phenomenal people every day.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. So let me just go ahead and ask you a few questions. About how long has Coleman EMS been serving the Coleman community?
Just a couple of days, since 1971 they've been in business there, taking care of Coleman.
That's awesome. So how are you organized?
We're a nonprofit service, and we're managed by the Coleman Hospital. So we're part of the organizing of the Coleman County Healthcare Authority.
Okay.
So it's set up as a nonprofit.
So I take it maybe when volunteer fire departments need something that you're hooked up with all of them also, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We are the dispatch center for all of the volunteer fire departments in Coleman County.
Now is it just them only that you're dispatching the ambulances to?
No, we do all the fire and EMS dispatching for them, and we dispatch for Coleman EMS as well.
Okay, and you're located right there across from the courthouse, is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Where all the ambulances are at.
Yes, sir.
Look, and I see some of them guys out there sometimes with their, you know, with their wash buckets cleaning the ambulances, and I just want to take my truck in there, but I'm sure they won't wash it for me.
But look, nominal fee.
The ambulances are always clean, though. I mean, they look nice all the time.
I appreciate that. They work hard out there to make them look right.
So how many ambulances do you have?
We've got 12 ambulances. We run six at a time, so we keep plenty in reserve in case there's a big incident or an issue or something happens, so we have some extras. We also field four support vehicles for SUVs. We've got other people out there working around. We have two all-terrain vehicles for doing remote area rescue and rugged terrain rescue.
Wow. So now everybody that's in the ambulance, are they all paid paramedics through who?
Yes, sir. All the paramedics and all the EMTs that they're at the ambulance service are all paid. They're professionals. We all actually work for the hospital because the hospital has a management contract over the ambulance service. So they're all employees at the ambulance service, everybody that's there.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got about 75 people there, full-time and part-time, including business office and dispatch staff.
So how many paramedics do you have on staff in the day's period? I mean, do you have like 6 or 10 hanging out all the time there during the day and at night?
Yeah, they're not hanging out. They're busy running calls.
Okay, if they're not running a call.
Yeah, there's usually about 12 crews out in the field, and then the other additional support personnel that are there.
So, I know this is a hard question. On average, how many calls do you get in a day?
Oh, gosh, it can go from 25 to 55.
No way.
Absolutely.
And every day?
Yes, sir. We're responding to about 15,000 calls a year.
Wow, so I never knew that.
Very busy. Yes, sir.
Wow. So, so when an ambulance is coming up behind me and everybody else, why don't you tell everybody what to do, even though they should know what to do?
They should know what to do.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody and what the importance of it is?
Yeah, if they see an emergency vehicle coming up from behind them, they need to just slow down and pull to the right side of the road and let the emergency vehicle will pass on the left, typically. That goes for, fire trucks or an ambulance. Now, if it's the police, you probably ought to pull to the right and stop because they're going to want to talk to you about something. But, just pull to the right and let the emergency vehicle go on by.
Now, I don't know if I'm right, but didn't they pass a law about a year or two ago about if you didn't pull over when an ambulance is coming, fine or something like that?
Yeah, there's a failure to yield right away, and the law enforcement can write you a ticket for that.
And they should.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So what level of care can you provide in the field?
We have the highest level of care available in the state of Alabama. Our paramedics work under what's called an expanded scope practice. There's only two places you can get that quality of care in the state of Alabama right now, and that's in Mobile and in Coleman, Alabama. So what that, expanded scope allows them to use certain certain medications that you don't find on ambulances anywhere else. Typically, you get that kind of care either on the helicopter, in our ambulance, or in the emergency room.
How about that? So what kind of equipment do you carry in order to have that level of license?
Well, they've got some different medications in there, some medicines that will put people to sleep and help relax them so we can secure the airway. We carry advanced airway equipment. It's called a video laryngoscope. We invested probably about $10,000 into that program so we could bring that highest level of care available to the citizens of Coleman.
All right, so here's another random question. Probably what is the most common thing that you're called out for? And that's a tough question.
The most common?
Is there one?
I don't know that there is one. We get everything from vehicle accidents to nausea and vomiting to people having a heart attack.
Wow.
Just a little bit of everything.
So what should... I've already asked that question. What can someone who lives in Good Hope expect if they dial 911?
If they live out in the county, the way our 911 system is set up, that call will go to the sheriff's department. They'll answer, the 911 operator there will answer the call at the sheriff's department. If it's a law enforcement issue, then you'll continue to talk to them. If it's a fire or medical issue, they will transfer that to our dispatch center.
Okay.
Our dispatchers will EMD the call. That means they'll talk you through anything. Maybe you had to do CPR on somebody. They're going to talk you through that whole process. They're going to get an ambulance en route. They're going to tone out Good Hope Fire Department, the volunteers. Those people are out there on their own time and their own money coming to help you. And, you know, if you need an aircraft, they're going to scramble an aircraft out to your location. And whatever other resources we may need, they're going to get them on the way out there to help you.
So is most of the aircraft, are they located in Coleman?
The Aerovac 15 has a base at the airport in Vinemont. Very fortunate to have that asset in Coleman County.
And I'm sure they can get anywhere pretty quick.
Yes, sir. It moves along.
So now, is the actual dispatch, is it located in the courthouse?
It's over behind the courthouse, yes, sir.
Okay. I thought it was close. So why don't you tell us some of the other things that you do in the EMS?
Every year we do a lot of public standbys. You know, if there's a big events like Rock the South, I have crews down there for that. I think last fiscal year we spent about $17,000 on standbys and public education in the county. And that's money that we don't recover. But that's important for us to be there in case somebody gets hurt. That's our responsibility to be ready to act. We've got a community paramedic program. They're working hand-in-hand with the hospital with our heart failure program up there. And that's going to help the people that are kind of falling in the gap between hospital care and home care. Maybe they don't have a good support system in the home. You know, that community paramedic program is going to help keep them safe and healthy so they can have a productive life.
So now, do you have a contract with anybody, or are you funded by anyone, just the Coleman EMS?
No, so we are, our only funds we recover are from our transports. Chris will bail out to the insurance companies for anybody that we transport. We receive no tax money, so we're self-sustaining on what we make. And we're a nonprofit, so whatever we do make that's above our expenses, it gets put back into buying extra equipment, like that video laryngoscope. That we talked about earlier.
So, and you know, the one thing that I've seen a lot, which I hate to see, is the many accidents that happens, you know, riding these ATVs.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of those. You know, people just need to make sure if they're inside of an ATV where they can buckle up, they need to put their seatbelt on, make sure they're wearing a helmet and be safe, make good decisions while they're out there.
And it just seems like maybe over the last year, I mean, there's been so many injuries and actually several deaths over the last few months.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Unfortunately.
So that's just sad, you know, and that's important for everybody to learn. Well, I guess just not be stupid. Let's just say it like it is. Because evidently they are. And, you know, for us to have several deaths here in Coleman within the last two or three months,
Yes, sir, it's a bad thing. The season we're into now, we call it the trauma season because people are outdoors, they're doing activities, they're on the water, maybe in the woods. A lot of potential for people to get hurt. They just need to make reasonable decisions about what they're doing.
Exactly. Well, James, we appreciate you coming in here on the Big D Radio Show, kind of telling the Coleman listeners exactly what all you do, and you do such a phenomenal job. And for you to have that many calls in a year, I know that you're just busy and your staff is busy constantly. So thank you for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk about it. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. Coming up, Abby Clemens is getting on the mic, our intern on the Big D Radio Show, and she's fixing to take off with her career in broadcast and everything else. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the...
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. I'm Abby C., the intern. This is my first interview, so I'm very excited. I'm here with Carol McClendon. Thank you so much for coming, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
Now, most of you don't know who Carol is, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She is the president and founder of the Prayers for Kaylee Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a foundation we started in honor of our youngest daughter, Kaylee. She battled a terminal brain cancer last year. And after she passed away in November, my husband and I decided that we wanted to do something to help other families that were battling things like we did and didn't have the same kind of support that we had from our hometown. And so we founded the foundation in her honor, hoping that we would be able to raise funds for cancer research and to be able to help other families like us and to give back to our community.
That's really good. And I noticed while I was following your story through the whole process and everything. I noticed y'all were at St. Jude's a lot. Are y'all partnering with them to help raise money for that?
Yes, we are. St. Jude is absolutely phenomenal. We're so well taken care of, and they provide for every need that you possibly could have. But even then, you still have a lot of families that have left their jobs or left their, you know, their families at home and have literally moved to Memphis to be able to take care of their children. And so we want to be able to help those kinds of families. And then there are other families that are at different hospitals that are not like St. Jude. And so they're having to figure out a way to pay to live away from home. And so we want to be able to raise money to help those people.
That's really good. And you mentioned earlier about your community helping. Mm-hmm. How have they helped you?
Oh, my goodness. We're from Hartselle, so just right up the road from here. And our town just came out like crazy. It was actually about this time last year when Kaylee was diagnosed. We found out on Friday, it was May 13th, that was her 7th birthday, that we found out she had what was called a diffused intrinsic pontygliosis, which is called DIPG for short. And we came home that weekend knowing that we would go back to St. Jude to start treatment the following Monday. That Monday, though, was Hartselle's Relay for Life. That's when it kind of kicked off that week. They had, I guess, those 2 days over the weekend to kind of start it, and they did Kaylee's Relay for Life that Monday morning before we headed to Memphis. And that just kind of started everything. The softball teams, the churches, the schools. It was just amazing. Every time we came home, there was purple everywhere because that was the color that Kaylee picked. Thank goodness it was a pretty color.
Oh, yes.
We were very happy that she picked a pretty color. But there were bows on the mailboxes. People turned their light bulbs were purple. You drive down our street still and there are purple light bulbs. It's just, we walked through the football game and there were, you know, high school boys that we don't even know who they are, and they had number 14 painted on their back, which was Kaylee's number and her name. It was amazing.
Can you tell us a little bit about Kaylee as a person? I know I've met her a few times and she was... She was so spunky.
Yes, she was. She was your typical third kid. She was spoiled just a little bit, but she was a lot of fun. She had a lot of attitude and a lot of spunk. And really, I kind of thought she was my snowflake. I kind of thought that something would happen and she would melt, and she just proved me absolutely wrong. You know, she found out that she had a brain tumor. And she said, okay, I'd like to see it, and I need to know what we're going to do to fix it. And she said, all right. And she just had so much grace, just beyond her years, through the entire thing. She didn't ever whine. She didn't complain. She almost never cried. She got to the point where she held her arm out, and she said, this looks like a good vein. You can go ahead and stick me right here. You know, and so, and she told people what to do, and they would just fall in line. And she just amazed us. She had the best attitude through the entire thing. The person that had every right to be upset wasn't.
That is so wonderful. Just her response and reaction to all of it, that's just incredible. I know I personally probably wouldn't be able to do that with so much grace that she had. Mm-hmm. So. And is there anything that our listeners could do to help support the Prayers for Kaylee Foundation?
Yes, we are so excited that we finally have some events that are kind of starting to unfold. I say finally, but they've been coming together fast. Coming up, actually, her birthday is May 13th, and so we are going to have her very first PFK 5K that day, and we'll do a fun run so folks can still register. If they register here in the next few days, we can guarantee they get the awesome swag bag. We've got some St. Jude gear and some PFK gear and the race t-shirts. And then also we're going to partner with Relay for Life. So that Friday before May the 12th, we'll be at the Hartselle Relay for Life, and we'll be having Kaylee's birthday bash. So we'll have games and prizes and lots of fun things that night.
Oh, that's so awesome. Excited. Is there any other fundraisers that's coming up in the near future?
So then after that, we have the Black Tie Gala. that is scheduled in November. So we're very excited about that. It'll be at Ingalls Harbor. We'll have dinner and live music and a silent auction. It'll be a great reason to get dressed up. The ladies are going to love it, and the husbands are going to hate us, but that's okay. I know I'm looking forward to it. And then you can always go to our website, and that is thepfkfoundation.org, and we'll list out all the different things that are going on. Sometimes Tim and I will get to go out and speak in the community, and we will list those. So if you want to come hear us, well, you can check those out, and you can also donate online.
All right, and I also saw that you have a Facebook page that you write every day on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That was a big, fat accident. I did not mean to do that. Actually, I started it on May the 12th. We found out that Kaylee had a mass in the brainstem on, it would have been the 10th. We found out she had a mass on the 10th. And so we made it to St. Jude on the 11th, and then I realized we have so much family that I was having to call people and tell the same story over and over again. And that's very difficult when you're calling to tell people about brain cancer. So I just decided that if I started this Facebook page, I could put all the updates on there, and then the family can just all kind of go look at them themselves whenever they wanted to. So I never intended for it to get as big as it did, but her story, it just started spreading like crazy. We have people that have checked in from six continents that are inhabited. We have countries from all over the world, every single state. We have, there's 50,000 people that still follow. Towards the end, right before she passed away, there were a couple of weeks where there was over 2 million people that were following her story. And all because she had such a good attitude. All because there was, yes, it was a sad story, but there was so much hope. Hope because, we just trusted that God was good, that God had a plan. We trusted Kaylee to Him above all else, knowing that He is going to do what is perfect. And so who are we to question that? And her 7 years, those were perfect years. It's just what she was supposed to be here for.
That's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it was absolutely my pleasure.
And thank you again to the Big D for letting me do this first interview. And I hope you have very good success with your race next week. I'm very excited about that for y'all.
Yes, we are. We're very excited. So come out and join us.
All right. And we'll be right back with the Big D Radio Show on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump,
Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
To the Big D Radio Show. Wow. So, for the first time ever, I'm going to interview Danielle, the executive producer of the Big D Radio Show. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Danielle.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, look, tell me what you think about Abby's first interview ever.
I think she did spectacular.
Great job.
Her questionnaire was spot on.
Look, and she has fans over here, too.
I know.
That was awesome. I'm afraid she may take my job soon. So
she may draw a bigger crowd than you do.
I may end up on some other radio station somewhere because I want to get fired or something. So, but yeah, Abby, you've done an incredible job. And as time goes by, we'll let you do another interview.
Oh, it's coming up soon.
Hey, look, maybe she can interview Big D. What's up with that?
Somebody needs to.
Throw me some crazy questions that I cannot answer at all. So, look, why don't we talk about the Strawberry Fest that's coming up here in Coleman.
Absolutely. It's this Friday, May the 5th. There's Senior Day. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be a kids zone from 3 p.m. to sunset. The Farmer's Market will be open from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. There'll be a craft show from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. There will be live music.
Hey.
Some of our bands, by the way.
How about
Darryl.
That? And who is that?
Well, Cotton Pickin' Kids play from 2 to 3. Bama Country, Marty Robertson.
I remember him.
3:30 to 5:30. The Overtones from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
I know, since I'm the most popular person right now, I'll just throw some hints out there. Heard a lot of good news from Bama Country.
Look, they're a rocking little band, you know, and for them to be in the Coleman community and playing as long as they have, you know, when I was talking to Marty, and, well, actually last week, you know, they've played in Nashville, they played at the Floribama. I mean, these guys are all over.
They actually played at Smith Lake Park last year.
Did they really?
For Memorial Day and also 4th of July.
Did not know that.
So, and the way Smith Lake does it, they only have one band that comes in. So, you know, they had a contract to do multiple gigs.
That would be a long time to play.
It would be.
Well, you know, Marty and them really pull it off well. They do.
They
take requests from the audience, which is something not most bands do.
No, they don't. So who's after the Overtones?
Our very own Round Two.
Round Two.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to go see them myself. Saturday, May the 6th, the Farmers Market will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Craft Show will be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Kids Zone will be 8 a.m. to sunset. There will also be a car show from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And, of course, live music. Coleman High School Choir starts at 9 a.m. to 9:30. And Julian and the Gold Rush from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And look, and if you know, Danielle, that you've been out there, there are some incredible cars in Coleman to show off.
Absolutely. Jerry Burgess owns a few.
I know. I know. I mean, there are some gorgeous cars. So if you're a car enthusiast, just to come out and look at the selection of cars that's out there is just unbelievable. And, you know, I would think that as soon as they take their cars home, they're probably in a garage with a cover on them. And they never come out again, probably, until the next car show, whenever that is.
I know. It's Jerry drives his old truck every day.
See, I wouldn't do that. If I had a nice car, nice truck, no way would I, you know, because there would be somebody that would run into me, and then I'd be mad.
Well, I guess it's a good thing he owns an auto body store, huh?
Yes. If somebody hits him, he just pulls it in his garage and fixes it, and it's good to go.
Little Bondo, little paint, here we
Bondo.
Go.
Bondo, come on now. That was like back in the 70s, wasn't
hey,
it?
Hey, it works.
I don't want a Bondo on my car. So look, so let's change subjects and let's talk about what's happening in Coleman.
What's happening in Coleman?
What's happening in Coleman Facebook page was created by me 2.5 years ago as I sat on the front porch to actually talk about different events that's going on in Coleman. So what I said to myself is if I didn't get 50 likes on this page by Friday, and this was on a Sunday when I created it, I'm going to just delete the page. So here we are 2.5 years later. Over 1 million hits every single month on my Facebook page is just incredible. So, you know, and for the response for the Coleman community, what they've given me is, you know, it really humbles me. It really does. And the support and the followers that we have every single day, you know, I do so many giveaways, and I give back to the Coleman community. And it's through the sponsors that we do all this. Now, sometimes I'll actually pull my wallet out and I'll actually give cash away and I'll buy gift cards to give away. But it's just unbelievable how many small businesses in Coleman advertises with us on what's happening in Coleman. And, you know, I've talked to many of those businesses, and for them to tell me how much their sales has increased just by that one page is incredible. So why don't you tell everybody, you know, you come aboard about 4 months ago and started doing sales for me. So why don't you kind of tell everybody what exactly you do?
Well, most everybody that follows what's happening in Coleman sees me. I grew up in business here. My parents owned a business. I have a business degree. I'm also a master cosmetologist, and this landed in my lab. What I like is going out and meeting the public, being with the public, walking through that door, and telling them that social media is where your business is. What's happening in Coleman brings it up close, personal, 6 days a week, simultaneously posting. It's phenomenal at the outpour. The business owners, they respond really well to something they are not so confident about, because not everyone is confident in social media. You know, they have their own private Facebooks, but yet some of the businesses I go in don't have Facebooks for their businesses. And, you know, and I talk to them about the importance of how much Facebook brings it up close and personal daily. You know, update your Facebook. Keep your customers aware of what the products you are carrying.
And that's one thing that I say to every customer that we have or a sponsor on what's happening to Coleman is, the only way that you really make it in business is by self-promotion. Granted, I mean, you're going to get 1 million views per month, every month, of what's happening in Coleman. But you don't stop there. You get on your Facebook page that you've created for your business, and you work that page 7 days a week. That's the only way that I had success with what's happening in Coleman Facebook page, is that every day, 7 days a week, I was on that page doing something, telling about somebody. And self-promotion is the only way to be successful in the business world, because nobody's going to do it for you as much as you do it for yourself. And it's just something that you have to do. And I have a degree in business management and another degree in marketing. So one of the first things that we learned in marketing is, in order to be successful in business, you have to do one thing every single day for your business in order to be successful. So you can't rely on other people all the time, because it's such a vicious world out there. There's so much competition in the business that you're doing. Unless you just really have something odd that you do, you have competition galore out there. You know, whether you're looking at a beauty shop in Coleman, tell me how many beauty shops are in Coleman.
There's probably about 50.
At least. So in order to have that cutting edge, you have to come up with a marketing idea to do something every single day. And to grab the attention of people of maybe something special that you do. And for the people that has recommendations of this certain one. It's something that you have to do every day.
But the most important thing in business is customer service.
Exactly.
Customer service and customer satisfaction. You have one pleased customer that walks out the door, they're going to tell another person, and that other person's going to walk back through your door. And another thing that I've noticed also about working with what's happening in Coleman, and I'm a female and I look at things differently than you do as a male in business, the support of the local business owners, supporting other local business owners.
Exactly.
That has been... really has worked well for me.
And it's amazing, you know, some of the people that I talk to that actually talk about their competition and how much they like their competition. You know, because everybody's out for the same thing, to get the consumers in the door. And so I just think that's awesome for somebody to recommend, you know, another store, even because they might not have that product or that service, but they'll recommend their friend that's, you know, a block down the road.
As well as it should be. I know we have the Strawberry Festival coming up, and, you know, we have all of these local farmers that bring in all of this fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff, and we should support our local farmers. Absolutely.
I mean, they are it, you know, because, look, if there's a produce stand and I see some green tomatoes, I'm pulling over, I'm breaking out my wallet, and I'll say, look, I'll take two or three baskets or whatever. Because they have, you know, and I think last year or the year before last when I was up there, there were some folks here in Coleman that actually had organic vegetables. And, I mean, that's just incredible. I didn't know anybody even done that in Coleman.
Well, I like the Fest Hall because they have chefs that come in and do shows. And
I did not know that.
Teach people how to cook. Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
When did that start happening?
Oh, it's been 5 or 6 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell everybody what your family actually done when they were in business here in Coleman?
My family owned Punny Grow Fruit Stand at Good Hope beside 69 in Trimble for 28 years.
Which is now the bank, or whatever that bank is.
Well, it's actually nothing. And
so it was actually across the street from the bank.
Mm-hmm. First Commercial moved here, which changed to Premier Bank. And now we have Premier Banks all over Coleman, which is Jay Mullins.
Okay. So what's the three most popular things in Coleman? Go ahead and tell me. Do you know?
The three most popular things in Coleman are banks, beauty shops.
No, banks, churches, and restaurants.
No, yes. I disagree.
Yes,
I
is.
Disagree. Beauty Look, shops, hey, banks.
Hey, it's my show.
It's always, my show, too.
I'm always right, okay?
I know that.
So why don't you tell these Coleman business owners how to get in touch with you?
I can be reached on my cell at 256-531-5843. And I can also be reached by email. It's DLCARNES, the number 41, at gmail.com.
And most importantly, they can send you a private message on what's happening in Coleman, which automatically pops up on our feed. And we can, you know, because usually there's some kind of wordage on there, a response rate. And mm-hmm. usually what's happening in Coleman, as I look at it, because we respond so quickly, it shows 100% all the time.
It does.
So if you shoot us a message, we're going to get it. We're going to respond to you because we want to tailor to you. This whole thing, you know, because we charge such a small fee. And to me, what's happening in Coleman, from my perspective when I created this, was for me not to make a lot of money. It was for me to support the Coleman small business owners, which I have for 2.5 years, because I want them to make money. You know, I want the money in Coleman to stay in Coleman. And I want the small business owners to reap the benefits. And that's exactly the entire reason that we have What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page.
I would like to do a shout out, excuse me, for the small business home owners that are in their home. You don't necessarily have to have a building downtown to be able to advertise with us.
That's true.
I want them to know that it's affordable. It's a no contract. It's not binding. in any form or fashion. You can come and go as you please.
And I think that's the whole reason that we've had so many business owners to advertise with us over the last 2.5 years is that we don't ask for a contract. You know, we're willing to promote your business for a month, and if you want to stop, that's fine. You know, but I'm here for you and your business. I want you to make money. I want this money to stay local. And I've had lots of businesses to advertise with What's Happening in Coleman. For a month, they would skip. They'll come back for, you know, another 2 or 3 months. And I believe it's mainly for the reason that they did see the benefits that they were reaping by everyone looking at it. Because it's just phenomenal to me to see how many likes, how many views you'll get. You know, we give away several different lunch specials. So for me to do a lunch special and to give it away and to have 80,000 hits within 3 hours, that's incredible. And, I mean, we've had several giveaways that we've had anywhere between 50 to 90,000 hits within 24 hours. And sometimes it's more rapid than that within just a few hours. So, you know, I love giving back to the community. And I love the responses that we get every single day, you know, and everybody wants to win. And, you know, probably over 2.5 years, me just taking a guess, I've given away 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 prizes, you know, and it's all because of these sponsors. You know, they're willing, to give things away, you know, because they want your business. And, one of the biggest things that I hear from everyone that follows the page is, I never knew that business was in Coleman until you told me. And so that's what I encourage the Coleman small business owners is that you have to advertise. You can't just sit back and hope that a consumer will walk inside your business. You have to advertise. And it's so inexpensive with What's Happening in Coleman. I just can't believe that everybody don't do it.
I can't stress customer service enough. You know, customer service is where it's at. Yeah. Go above and beyond.
Yeah, there's nothing like ticks me off more than going into, I don't care where I go into. If I go into a restaurant and there's some kid in there that's not going to give attention or just don't care. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in, there's a lot of businesses that's like that. And you'll definitely not get my business a second time if you're that way. But the one thing, you know, with all of these businesses, with What's Happening in Coleman, they go beyond every single day to do everything that they can to get your repeat business. And I just, you know, a shout out to all these business owners in Coleman because they really try hard.
They do. They do. And I've grown up here in business and seeing some of the people that are still in business from when I was a child and walking through their door and seeing them after so many years.
Exactly.
It is, it's amazing.
Exactly. Well, thank you for the interview for the first time. Hey, we'll have to interview you again sometime.
Absolutely.
So if you will, end in prayer real quick and we will end the show. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you through your Son, Jesus. And Father, we just praise you, God. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Father, that we may have eternal life. And Father, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve because you truly deserve it every moment of every day. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is it for the Big D Radio Show. You can check me out next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Understanding the Law with Melvin Haston. Who knows what we're going to talk about next week. This past week we had Tommy Drake in with us, so we may have another guest with us in studio. Melvin Haston, what a great guy. Coleman attorney. Next Thursday, you'll check us again. We've got several things coming up next Thursday on the Big D Radio Show. And for everybody on the Battle of the Bands, Jay Fuller, owner of the station, says to keep an eye out on live95coleman.com. He will have the winners coming up soon.
Facebook page.
I'm sorry. Facebook page.
It's all good.
We will catch you next time. God bless you. And more importantly, God bless America.
So you stretched out and rolled 10 or 9 with a smile.